Watch Scow, Star Trek in infinite diversity and infinite combinations. I'm MC and I'm here with...
I'm Sarah.
So let's talk about Star Trek.
Yes, let's.
So obviously for our regular listeners who are turning in, they're just like, what the hell is going on? Basically this is like the only like logical April Fool's joke for us.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on doing any April Fool's jokes this year because, well, what's more April Fool's than life?
April Fool's sucks at the best of times, and this is not a time to be making jokes. But as coincidence would have it, both Sarah and I are binging different Star Trek series at the moment.
Unplanned.
Yeah.
Completely unplanned.
So, Sarah, what are you watching right now?
I am marathoning my way through The Next Generation.
Nice. Is this the first time you watched it?
Oh, gosh, no. God, no. I grew up on TNG.
Okay.
And I mean, like, my bat mitzvah was Star Trek themed.
I was going to mention that, but I wasn't sure if it was TNG or classic, so.
Well, it was Star Trek in general, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm a child of the 80s and 90s, so.
Yeah.
It was TNG was my thing.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So.
Yes. I was in a very similar, well, cause, I mean, we're about the same age. My mom was really into TNG, so I watched it basically, like, the whole thing. Maybe not some of the earlier seasons. I did end up watching those later on, but I certainly remember watching the later seasons as they were coming out. I, right now, am binging the original series.
Nice.
Which... this is actually a first for me.
Oh, wow.
I've seen episodes of the original series, yeah. But I've never watched all of them.
Oh, gosh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's a very specific reason for this. It's because of Spock's brain.
Okay, that's fair.
So I never watched the original series when I was younger. And I was dating this guy when I was a teenager, and he was really into original series. And so one day he said, listen, you know what? Star Trek is coming up, whatever o'clock. We're going to sit down and we're going to watch it, and you're going to love it. So we sat down to watch it, and it was Spock's fucking brain.
Oh.
And
oh, that's awful.
And he was just like, I didn't mean for it to be that episode. And I'm like, this is awful. And then we broke up shortly afterwards. So then it was kind of, well, that was his thing. And he was really trying to get me into it. So fuck him. I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
But, you know, the rash words of a teenager with her heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never got around to, like, watching the entire thing.
Okay.
So what's going on right now is that I realized that I'm really thirsty for Spock. I do not even know where this came from.
I saw you post that the other day, yesterday, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And all I could think was, A, that makes absolute sense. And whoever said, so was everyone or something like that.
Yeah.
I kind of went... I never was. Okay, so yeah, I guess I was Ace from as far back as I can remember. I mean, I've got a brain crush on Captain Picard.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, so does everyone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, our friend Tim, like when I said, like, I'm really crushing hard on Spock right now, he was just like, well, duh.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was very much a, like, yeah, what took you so long? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Because it is, I do say Spock specifically because, like, there are three different versions of him, and, like, it's like any of them, like, would be good. But because, like, I'm having these massive Spock feelings, I'm like, well, maybe this is a good time to binge
the
original
series. Yeah.
And, yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far. I'm still in the first season. Because actually, one thing I've noticed is that original series is, I'd say, difficult to binge.
Yeah.
Because it's very episodic. It does feel a little repetitive after a while. So I do have to take, like, frequent breaks in it where it's just, like, I can't stand to see them go down to another planet and have, like, some Chicky Poo, like, flirting with the captain.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have, like, occasionally, like, bounced around to different episodes. Like, last night, for reasons, and actually not thirst reasons, I watched A Mock Time. But my dad was watching it with me, because it was dinner time. And about a minute into the episode, he's like, oh, it's the Spock is horny episode.
That's right, yep. Yep. That's too funny.
Yeah, and I've been... While I'm watching this, I want to also be watching Deep Space Nine because our friend Jess is watching Deep Space Nine for the first time.
I am going to be hitting Deep Space Nine probably by the end of the week.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. Okay, so I've seen all of Star Trek.
Yeah.
That's not true. I haven't seen the animated show, nor do I really have any intention of. And I don't think I've seen the last two non-rebooted movies. So the ones that were still the Next Generation movies.
Okay, yeah.
I know I didn't see the last one. I don't think I saw the one before that. So I will be rewatching those two.
Yeah.
But I've seen the whole TNG series at least three or four times.
Yeah.
Deep Space Nine, I think I've only seen once.
Yeah.
Possibly twice.
Yeah.
It
it has been so entertaining listening to Jess speak about Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Because Deep Space Nine is actually my absolute favorite Star Trek. And also, I'd say, like, if you're looking for a Star Trek to binge, probably the best one because it is the one with the ongoing storyline.
Right.
And actually, it can be even richer by binging it, because you get to follow these, you know, lengthy storylines that go on for, like, an entire season. Or, like, the entire series. Like, the Dominion Wars basically takes over the entire thing.
Yep.
But she's watching season six right now, and with each episode, like she said, I'm on this one now, and I'm like, oh, that's such a good episode! And I was like, oh my god, I guess just season six is just freaking amazing, because of, like, all of these, like, great... Just, like, this run of great... Like, she just watched Magnificent Ferengi, and then it was Who Mourns for Mourn, and I think she was getting very close to Far Beyond the Stars, which is one of the best Star Trek episodes ever.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's like, I want to watch Deep Space Nine, but I'm kind of like, you've already seen Deep Space Nine like five times. You have not seen the original series, so go watch the original series.
Is she going to be moving on to Voyager after that?
I actually think she's going to The Next Generation after that.
Okay.
She didn't watch The Next Generation before. She just, for some reason, watched Deep Space Nine.
All right.
I don't know why, but...
She and I will just be in opposite order, and by the time we hit Voyager, we should be lined up again.
Okay. That sounds about right. I mean, it depends on how you are going at a much faster pace than she is. But, I mean, she's working right now, so...
Right. I mean, I'm sort of working, too, but it's from home, so...
So you have it on in the background while you're working.
Yeah, basically.
I watched all of the Kelvinverse movies, which is kind of what spurred me on to watch the original series.
Okay.
Yeah, just a couple of days ago, over 3 days I watched them, because I like them, but not enough to watch them all in, like, one sitting. Well, because, you know, I like to pretend to be a grown-up sometimes, and I can't sit around watching three movies the entire day. Oh, I saw Sarah's, like, making the hand move. It's like, yeah, you're kind of an adult. Just a little bit.
I'm at the point where I'm not even pretending to be a grown-up anymore. I mean, I've marathoned five seasons of Star Trek in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, as I said on Facebook, we're moving towards that Star Trek future. At the very least, a majority of our population is wearing pajamas all the time.
Yeah, and and no handles on doors anymore after this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so I did go through the reboot movies, which is one of the things that inspired me to go back to watch the original series, because I've always been a Star Trek fan, but with the original series, it was the reboot movies that kind of, like, gave me the gateway into it.
Okay.
Because it gave me more of a familiarity with the characters that I you know, I knew like the general archetypes of them and kind of like the pop culture osmosis version of them. So I got to know them like a little bit better and I liked them. Okay. And this is kind of, and also like I had a huge crush on Zachary Quinto. So like that was kind of like what brought me to the Spockiness.
No, that makes absolute sense. I've only seen the first of the reboot movies.
Okay.
I didn't feel any connection to it whatsoever.
Okay.
So I'll go back and rewatch them at some point.
Yeah. In my opinion, the first one is decent. Mm-hmm. I think that it does a nice job of introducing these characters in a new version of the timeline. I like that they don't just dismiss everything that came before. It's not like they're just redoing it. This is specifically, this is another timeline. Everything that exists in the other world is not being redone over. It's just, it happens to exist in another timeline. Into Darkness is not good.
Okay.
I mean, like, there are some things in it that are, like, okay, but for the most part, it's like, they're, you know, all of the problems I have had with J.J. Abrams' Star Wars movies? The leaning too heavily on nostalgia, very hollow tributes to things that had come before it.
Yep.
We were warned. We were fucking warned. Because Into Darkness had all of that shit in it.
Right.
And it was done very poorly. And Benedict Cumberbatch should, you know, spoiler alert, you know, I think everybody knows, they say on the back of the box, Benedict Cumberbatch should not have been Khan. Khan did not have to be in there, honestly. Right. And you can tell that he was not originally, and they just, you know, decided, well, no, let's make him Khan so that we can have these references to Wrath of Khan that don't actually work because you don't have the emotional connection with these characters that you did in Wrath of Khan because you'd known them for, what, like 20 years by the time that movie came out?
Yeah, close to.
Now, Star Trek Beyond, the third one, is the best one.
Okay.
Which is shocking. The third one is never the best one, but it is because like all of every single character, like in the first movie is mostly just Spock and Kirk with a little bit of Uhura, but the second one, Spock and Kirk. Third one, everybody gets something to do and it's great. And they mix up the character groups. Like, you finally get to see some McCoy and Spock, like, interactions, which we hadn't really gotten before. And I am now realizing it's like, wow, the Spock and McCoy interactions are actually very important. And Sulu gets shit to do. He gets backstory. Scotty gets a whole story of his own. It's really great. Cool. I like the bad guy is actually very good and complex. It is my favorite, and it makes me sad that it did so poorly at the box office, and they're not going to be continuing those movies for a variety of reasons, also including the fact that the rest of the cast almost didn't want to come back without Anton Yelchin, because he had passed away shortly before it was released.
Right.
And so it was just too hard, the idea of coming back. I also, and I will recommend them to you again. I know I already did it through a text to you. The Star Trek reboot comics are freaking beautiful crack.
I'll have to look at them.
It's amazing.
Okay.
The way you talk about Legends of Tomorrow to me is how I feel about these comics.
They just accept that they're crack and go with it.
Exactly. Okay. At first, they tried to do it fairly seriously, where it's like, we're going to do a twist on classic episodes, which is fun. Some of them are done very well. But then they kind of get into this thing of, you know what? Let's just be ridiculous. Like, they, of course, they go to the mirror universe. They have their mirror universe.
Of course.
And with the reboot. But then they also experience other alternate universes. Like, they have the gender swap universe.
Oh, gee.
And there is, one of my favorite issues is where they actually start swapping places with members of the Prime timeline crew. Just randomly,
oh,
like, it starts off with the Kirks waking up in the wrong beds and, like, walking around the ship and being like, what ship is this? And Prime Kirk even said, it's so lens flared.
Oh, boy. No, that sounds awesome, and I will definitely have to look at them.
And my Spock and Uhura shipping heart was just, I loved that both Spocks wake up in the wrong Uhura's bed.
Nice.
Yeah, and, you know, Kelvin Uhura is just like, oh, honey, you don't have to call us Lieutenant when we're alone. And Prime Uhura is just like, Mr. Spock, why are you in my bed? And of course, you know that she wants to say, you should have at least asked first. Because she was so hot for that. Like, I've seen enough of the first season to know that. That was a thing. So yes, big, big, if anybody's looking for anything to read, definitely recommend those. There is a lot of Star Trek out there.
There is a lot of Star Trek out there.
Yeah, like, I mean, even, like, watching one of the series can be daunting.
Mm-hmm.
Because for everything, not everything. What is it? Next Generation, TNG, and Voyager all last 7 seasons.
Right.
And, like, 7 syndicated television show seasons, so like 25 episodes a season.
Mm-hmm. And that's not counting the movies.
Yeah. And then TOS and Enterprise, I think TOS is 3 seasons and also long seasons, and Enterprise is 4 seasons, I believe. And then of course we get into Disco, which that's the one that I've not seen all of it yet. I've only seen partway through the first season. I liked what I saw so far.
I have not seen Enterprise or Discovery. Mm. I will get to them eventually, but it's eventually is probably sooner than I think. But
well, yeah, it's a matter of time, and it's like you got to figure out the way, you know, to how you want to actually, you know, watch this kind of stuff. And I like. The reason I've decided to go with the original series, other than the thirst for Spock, is that it's the one that's been there the longest, and it's the one that everybody references. So it's like, I should really get this under my belt, and then I can worry about the stuff that's coming out now. Like, I keep on having friends that are just like, you seen Picard yet? You seen Picard yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't fucking seen Picard yet, because there's a lot of other stuff I have to get to first.
I have seen Picard. No spoilers. I still have a brain crush on him, though.
Oh, I mean, like, I would.
At all. Ever.
Yeah, it's Picard. Like, it's very hard not to. So, without spoilers, you are a fan of Picard?
Yes. It would be pretty hard to do something to make me not enjoy it.
Our friend Ken, who has been on this podcast before, he was really trying to twist my arm to watch it. And I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
I'm just on the menagerie right now. And
he
was like, go watch Picard. Go watch Picard. It's only like 10 episodes. Go watch it. I have feels. I want to talk about the feels.
It's really good.
Yeah. I would really like, I am very excited about the idea of something after all of the other stuff that we've seen, because so much stuff has gone backwards into pre-TOS time. So I like the idea of continuing on the stories that were the ones that we grew up with. Because from TNG to Voyager, all we had was the 24th century stuff.
Right.
Having that come back is cool. I love Patrick Stewart and I love Picard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Picard's such a nerd, but an awesome nerd.
Yeah, and he drinks tea. Yeah.
He does.
And he's also
Earl Grey, hot.
A little bit nuts sometimes.
Yeah. That brings up the question, like, who is your favorite character in Star Trek? In all of Star Trek? Or is that too hard a question?
That is hard. Because that also changes regularly.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like the what's your favorite Star Wars movie, where it's like, I mean, because I mean, if I were to answer it like right this second, like who is my favorite Star Trek character, I'd say Spock. But
right, I mean, I'd say Picard right now. But
yeah,
I have a feeling as soon as I get to Deep Space Nine, I'm gonna go, oh, it's Sisko.
I was just gonna say Sisko
because I remember that.
If I'm to be honest, Sisko is probably like my overall favorite character.
Yeah, it's that's going to change depending on what day it is, what I'm watching, how clear my memories are. Because, you know, my Deep Space Nine memories are going back, what, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember when it was on. And
I think it went off the air in, I want to say, 99. Yeah, that makes sense. Because for the Buffy podcast I do, we just talked about the fact that Armin Shimmerman, who played Quark, lost both his jobs on Deep Space Nine and Buffy on the same day.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. But yeah, so it's been more than 20 years then.
Yeah.
Since I last saw Deep Space Nine. It's now been about an hour and a half since I last watched TNG. I mean, yeah. the memories are a lot different.
Yeah, and it is, I mean, it's been about 12 hours since I watched a Star Trek episode, but it's still very fresh in my mind. And certainly, like, right before we started recording this, I was working on fanfic, so.
Nice.
Though not TOS, it's reboot.
Okay. Can't win them all.
Yeah, well, I mean, for all I talked about, like, how awesome the reboot comics are, I really hated what they did with Amok Time.
Okay.
They did, I felt that they had, there was missed opportunity there. And so it's like, well, do you know what, MC, like, your solution to missed opportunities is always just, like, write it yourself. So that's I'm fair. Doing that.
Yay! I'm trying to help myself no Star Trek fan fiction. Like, I don't want to start on that. And I don't really have any, like, strong desire to.
That's fair. This is honestly the first time that this is the first time I've ever delved into Star Trek fanfic, which shocks me because I've written over 2 million words of fanfic. Like, that, and I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been writing fanfic for, yeah, it was this, for almost 25 years now.
Okay.
All of the fandoms that I've ever written in, just for some reason, Star Trek has never been one of them. I mean, unless you include Ensign Su, which is kind of like a borderline case. For those of you who don't know, Ensign Su Must Die is a webcomic that I worked on for several years, where the Mary Sue character ends up in the reboot universe and all hell breaks loose. And it is a lot of fun. I'm very proud of it. And I'll include a link in the show notes.
Cool.
But that was the closest I ever got. I just never had a desire for it. You know, Star Trek was cool, but I, you know, did not need fanfic for it.
Right.
I've never defined myself as being in the Star Trek fandom, which is one of the reasons I'm actually really enjoying it right now. Because, and do you know what? I'm sure, like, some of our Star Wars fans are going to be listening to this, and I'm not bashing the Star Wars fandom. But my God, it has been a job of work to be in the Star Wars fandom right now, because there is a lot of very angry things being said. And I'm not saying that's not being said about Star Trek 2. Certainly, I've seen a lot of toxic stuff being said about Discovery or the reboot movies. But because I am not in that fandom, I don't see as much of that as I do the Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a toll on you. That can make it really hard to take enjoyment out of something. So when you do get into something shiny and new, where you're not being exposed to all the toxic elements, it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, and I don't think it hurts that both of us are focusing on Star Treks that are not new, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, that are,
I mean,
essentially closed canons. Like, I mean, I know there's, like, some Picard stuff that, you know, obviously, Picard does carry on from Next Generation, but you can watch Next Generation and that you've got a full story there.
All the drama happened 30 years ago.
Yes, exactly.
All the TOS drama happened 50 years ago.
60.
I mean, Six? Oh, God. I can't count, can I?
Yeah.
Wow. No, but yeah, so it's like it's in the past already. So we can enjoy it new.
I mean, even the reboot drama took place like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Right. It's like the only place you're really getting active drama at the moment is with Picard. And I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole. By the time you catch up, it'll be in the past.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And then you, me, and Ken can flail at each other.
And it does help that right now that so many of my friends are delving into Star Trek. And so many of my friends are just Trekkies just in general. Like, even though you're watching The Next Generation and I'm watching TOS, the fact that we've both already seen them before means that we can kind of flail about different things. Or when Jess is talking about watching Deep Space Nine, and like it makes me want to go watch the episode that she just watched, because it's so exciting to hear her talk about everything that's happening in these episodes. It's fun. It is super fun. It's really nice because right now, obviously, there's all of this, you know, not fun stuff that's going on.
I was just going to say, do you think we're all, because we, the bunch of us that are watching Star Trek right now, didn't make the decision together to do it. We all just kind of hit it individually.
Yeah.
And do you think it's because, you know, the world sucks, so let's watch a future that's great?
I mean, that probably contributes to it.
Or, you know, that there is a future.
Yeah.
Because I know that's kind of why I went for it.
When I did make my joke about, you know, moving towards that Star Trek future, somebody in my comments posted about the unemployment camps and the Bell riots in Deep Space Nine, which take place in 2024. And I'm just like, oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Just go away.
Yeah.
Do not speak truth to me right now.
Let us have our fiction.
But yeah, no, I think, yeah, the bright future can have something to do with it. The fact that generally, even when things are dark in Star Trek, they come out on the other side. They are, you know, successful.
It's dark but hopeful.
Yeah. Star Trek's also very easy to get. It's easy to find. It's like all of it. I have it available on several different platforms in Canada. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get it on Crave, and I can also get it on Netflix, and I think it's also on Netflix in the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's accessible.
Yeah. And I believe CBS actually made all of the episodes of Picard, like, open access.
Yep, I think you still have to sign up for a CBS All Access account, but it's free.
I think that the easy accessibility and the general hopefulness of it is very appealing to everybody right now. And it does help that, you know, the people are very encouraging. Like, I certainly haven't been encouraging you because I haven't had to. You're on season 5 now?
6. I just finished 5 this morning.
Last week, you were on season 1.
2.
Okay.
When I say I barreled through 5 seasons of Star Trek in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah. I'm doing like 4 to 5 episodes a day.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's almost like having a running partner.
Yeah.
With all of our friends, where it's like if they're talking about Star Trek, it inspires you to watch more. That's always a lot of fun. One thing about watching the original series is that it's making me want to do more costumes, because the costumes on the original series are so stupid.
Yes, they are.
And it would just be fun. I am a costume maker. It's just a fun place to be right now.
Yeah, I have no desire to do Star Trek costumes. I did that when I was young. I had my uniform and my communicator and my Captain Pips, and I had it all.
I think I would like to have, like, one good Star Trek uniform, just for those conventions where it's like, okay, this is a general sci-fi convention, and I want a costume, but I don't want to think about it. Let's put on the Star Trek uniform.
It's not as easy as you think. All the uniforms I had the zipper in the back. Well. Which is just awkward and uncomfortable. And hard to go to the bathroom.
Well, it depends on what kind of uniform I get.
That's true.
Though I don't know if I want to get one of the TOS women's uniforms, because just looking at them, I do not understand. They must have filmed those scenes many times, because there's no way Nichelle Nichols did not flash the camera.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Not that I'm complaining, because she's got amazing legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Star Trek. This was a fun episode. This was a fun episode to do.
Yeah,
I like talking about Star Trek. I don't know if I want to talk about Star Trek enough to start another podcast, because damn it, I need people to like stop me from making more podcasts.
No more podcasts. Maybe, what do you think, people? Should we do a monthly Star Trek episode?
Yeah. maybe, do you know what? Here's the thing. If you donate to our Patreon, after we get to the Star Wars book club, our next goal will be monthly Star Trek episode.
Just because we can.
Just because we can. And the thing is, like, we're Star Wars fans, we're Star Trek fans. The two of us met in Doctor Who fandom. We're
nerds.
Swiss Army geeks. We just love all things nerdy. So, yes, if you would like us to do a monthly Star Trek episode, donate to our Patreon, which is Trash Compactor Podcast on Patreon. And please tell us your feelings about Star Trek. What's your favorite series? What's your favorite character? Your favorite episode?
Do you hate Wesley Crusher?
Do you hate Wesley Crusher? Do you want us to get back to talking about Star Wars?
That too.
You can contact us at SW Trash Podcast on Twitter. And I'm MC Frodus on Twitter.
I'm at Murnell.
And you can contact us on YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, at the Trash Compactor Podcast. As I said before, please donate to our Patreon to encourage us to make more episodes, even if they don't have to do with Star Wars.
We promise we'll go back to Star Wars. I promise.
We will go back to Star Wars. This was just our little fun April Fool's Day episode. So until next time, live long.
Happy April Fools.
Until next time, live long and prosper.
I have spoken.